From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch has released a video statement on the Federal Bureau of Investigation's newly announced 2015 hate crime statistics. The statement addresses recent media reports of alleged hate crimes and harassment around the country. The report showed a 67% increase in hate crimes committed against Muslim Americans. There are also increases on crimes against Jewish, LGBT, and African Americans. She said that beyond these 2015 statistics, she knows that many Americans are concerned by a spate of recent news reports about alleged hate crimes and harassment, some of which occurred in schools and houses of worship. She asked Americans to continue to report incidents to local law enforcement and federal agencies so that they can be investigated. U.S. media reporting President-elect Donald Trump has nominated Alabama Republican Senator Jeff Sessions to be Attorney General in his administration. Sessions has served in the U.S. Senate since 1997 and was previously a U.S. Attorney General in his home state. The Attorney General is the top U.S. prosecutor and law enforcement official and heads the Justice Department. Trump also reportedly nominated Kansas Congressman Mike Pompeo to serve as director of the Central Intelligence Agency, or CIA. He has also named retired Lieutenant General Mike Flynn as National Security Advisor. Flynn would not require U.S. Senate confirmation, but Sessions and Pompeo would. And U.S. President Barack Obama joined the leaders of Germany, Britain, France, and Italy, and Spain Friday to discuss security and economic challenges. The White House says they focused their talks on the need to secure a diplomatic resolution to the conflicts in Syria and eastern Ukraine. Obama did call on Trump to stand up to Russia. This is VOA News. Suicide bombers staged a series of attacks Friday in northeastern Nigeria, killing four of themselves and two civilian defense fighters. In the early morning, police challenged two women and a man running toward a checkpoint opposite the federal high court. One woman set off her device, killing herself and the male accomplice. Police said the other woman survived and was being questioned. Authorities also say that two other suicide bombers blew themselves up in a bus and taxi station on the outskirts of the city. Opposition leaders in Zimbabwe say that several activists were either abducted or arrested Friday ahead of a planned protest over the introduction of controversial bond notes that President Robert Mugabe's government wants to introduce this month to ease the country's cash shortages. By late Friday, some activists could not be found, and police arrived in large numbers to the site of the protest. Two vehicles there were carrying activists and coordinating the protest. They were burned, and one prominent activist was abducted and assaulted. VOA's Sebastian Mufu explains the controversy is rooted in accusations of abuse and corruption in Mugabe's government.
Opposition leaders say the central bank's introduction of the new bond notes will not deal with such issues, but will instead plunge the nation back to the days of hyperinflation and shortages. The government says the new bond notes, which will trade at par with the US dollar, would ease cash shortages and stop smuggling of foreign currency out of the country. Sebastian Mofu for VOA News. Harare.
The global watchdog group tasked with destroying chemical weapons in Syria is probing more than 20 reports of the alleged use of toxic arms in Syria since August. Its director general, Ahmed Umzumchu, revealed that experts with his Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons believe the so-called Islamic State group may have itself manufactured mustard gas used in Syria and Iraq. An extremely worrying development.
We are trying our best to collect information on such allegations and try to find whether they are credible or not in order to deepen the investigation. I think the number is quite high. I counted more than 20.
Ex-Philippine dictator Ferdinand Marcos was buried with military honors Friday, 30 years after he was ousted in a people power revolution with a mixed reception from Philippine citizens. He died in exile in Hawaii in 1989, and his body was returned to his northern Philippine hometown in 1993. But since then, it's been displayed in a glass coffin. I'm Tommy McNeil.
That's the latest world news from VOA.